producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
One, two, three, four.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. Live, this is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost, those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it, your health and your life. There's a lot of foods out there. We're getting into the holiday season. We talk about eating quite a bit, but there's a lot of foods that can trigger irritable bowel syndrome. Now, digestive-related issues, something we're seeing more and more frequently now than ever. So Crohn's, irritable bowel, colitis, those kind of things. Even just some basics with just gas and bloating and indigestion can be enough of a challenge within itself. But there's specific foods that will actually aggravate our digestive tract and make these types of symptoms worse. So although you'll want to work with your physician, dietitian, that sort of thing, to determine specific foods, because there's testing that can be done. Okay, you can do actual specific testing that can check and see exactly what these levels are and what foods actually affect the body and which ones don't. So, but here's some basics, okay? Just in a general rule of thumb, if you deal with these kind of conditions, here's some basics you need to be aware of. Number one, fatty foods. Now, I know that sounds like it's such a generic term. It's kind of an 80s term. I don't really like it. But it's a good general sense, because fat-based foods are not bad for us. But when they say fatty foods, they're kind of referring to the old school saturated fats, trans fats, French fries and fried chicken and that sort of thing. Okay, so those are the bad kind of fats. The good fats, your almonds, your walnuts, your cashews, your avocados, different oils like coconut oil and olive oil, eating olives, those are monounsaturated fats. And then your omega-3s, 6s, and 9s. Those are the good fats. Those are, if you're going to call those fatty foods, which they are, those are good fatty foods. And having those in your diet can actually reduce a lot of the inflammation that could be in the digestive tract and actually make things better, not worse. But some of the traditional fatty foods that we're concerned about, those are the ones that need to be avoided tremendously, kind of the greasy foods, if you can kind of get that in your mind. Another big trigger is alcohol and caffeine. So alcohol and caffeine, both of them are increase the risk for painful and inconvenient IBS-type symptoms that can be just enough to motivate you to stay away. Because some people with IBS find that they are able to tolerate wine but not beer. The reason is because wine, obviously coming from more along the lines of a neutral fruit like grapes, but beer coming from grains. And then you got the whole aspect of gluten and the flour-based component to it, so that can be a challenge. So as far as really the caffeine goes, you may have to give up really a little, so much of the coffee. You can go into the lower amounts of caffeine if you want to have a little bit in the teas. Teas are actually very healing to the digestive tract, so that's a better way to go. Now, another one is a little acronym that they use, and it's called FODMAP, F-O-D-M-A-P, okay? So it's fermentable oligosaccharides, monosaccharides, and polyols. And some foods contain the FODMAP ingredients include dairy products, which have lactose, honey, high fructose corn syrup, apples, watermelon, several other fruits and vegetables, which contain high levels of fructose, and rye, wheat, peaches, watermelon, legumes, onions, and garlic, which contain a lot of the fructans, and pears and cauliflower, mushrooms, and a lot of those sugar-free gums and candies, which contain a lot of the polyols. So a study was published recently in the Gastroenterology Journal, and it was recent, in about 2010. So it was reported, though, this was interesting, on the benefit of avoiding foods in that little acronym FODMAP, for people with IBS. Since then, researchers and clinicians have delved further into the possibilities of this, and said a lot of the patients that they did studies on had great results on the FODMAP diet. He said, however, they pointed out that you're not necessarily going to avoid these foods forever, so instead use an elimination diet approach where you don't consume any of the FODMAP foods for 2 weeks. Then you gradually add them back into your diet to see which ones might trigger some of these symptoms. Now, gluten is another one. So gluten-free foods are an exploding market. It's huge right now. And there are a lot of reports that gluten-free diets can help those with IBS, even if they don't have celiac disease. And that is promising. They supported that by the fact that foods like wheat and rye are on the FODMAP food list. So some gluten-containing items found in many foods include wheat, barley, and rye. And there are other people out there who are sensitive to various foods. But they said it could be related to the fact these foods are highly fermentable. And it could be related to the fact that foods contain proteins that irritate the digestive tract. Well, that protein is gluten. So that's it is what it is. So the reality is, if when you get down to a place where you're looking to really change everything in the digestive tract and get it functioning at a better level, then that's when you want to start looking at avoiding these foods. Now, anytime you work with someone on their diet plan or getting into a better eating style, you always want to eliminate foods first that are some of the most disruptive to the body as a whole. And once you eliminate those, like they're saying here, you can add those back in. Now, some other words, too, that are really important. Here's some tips that can always help if you deal with IBS or any kind of digestive-related issue. You want to consider working with someone to target in your foods, whether it's a physician, dietitian, a nutrition expert, whoever, lifestyle coach, whatever you want to call it. But have someone that really that knows their stuff, and they can walk with you through this. You want to drink plenty of water. Half your body weight in ounces of water makes a huge difference in the overall digestive system. You want to avoid hot and cold foods. Foods at extreme temperatures appear to increase risk of typical symptoms, and eat smaller meals throughout the day instead of larger meals. So smaller portions, smaller meals throughout the day, say 5 to 6 even meals, sometimes even 7 people do well on, rather than 3 bigger meals that take a little bit more work on the digestive system. So a couple of things to think about, but you can move past it in many ways. You just have to have a good game plan and figure out what's causing your body to have this happen. 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website. You go to teamlifestyle.com. If you're struggling with your health, we've got team members there that can help you, our providers, healthcare professionals around the country to help you really go to that next level with your health and with your life. Let's go to Diane on the phones. Hi, Diane.
I would like to ask about, I have a kidney infection and bladder infection and UTI, and what's the best way to really get rid of that? I'm on an antibiotic.
Okay, so with the UTI, one of the keys that we're looking at is, of course, antibiotic therapy, like you're talking about, is important. But you can do things naturally as well. However, I'm a bigger fan of going after it from more of the antibiotic traditional approach because the urinary tract infections, they're time sensitive. So if you don't get to them quickly enough, they can damage the ureters going up, and they can eventually get up into the kidneys and damage the kidneys. So you have to be very, very careful with those. Now, Ionic Silver is really good. You can look at that. Health food stores carry it. It functions as a natural antibiotic. Now, there's different theories behind that. Traditional medicine would never go with that, but that's on the alternative side. And you can really get some good research on that if you check and look at some of the journals overseas, say in Britain and New Zealand and some of those. However, you don't want to use that in place of. If you have recurring infections, then you want to focus on building your immune system up on a regular basis. And that there's a lot of great ways to do that through food, nutrition, diet, and supplementation and building a game plan. But I would tackle it first with what your doctor has you doing and then build the other later.
Bye. By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Ricky LeBlanc, admitted in Mass only. Sokolov Law, LLC, Chestnut Hill, Mass. Ken Levin, responsible attorney in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Greg Hobby, New Jersey. The choice of lawyer is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. While this firm maintains joint responsibility, most cases of this type refer to other attorneys for principal responsibility. If you know what mesothelioma is, you or someone you love has likely been impacted by this devastating cancer. You may be entitled to compensation. Call Sokolov Law today. 1-800-218-HELP.
The only known cause of mesothelioma is asbestos exposure. Thousands of hardworking men and women, including many U.S. veterans and industrial workers, have been diagnosed with mesothelioma because manufacturers knew the dangers but put profits ahead of people. An estimated $30 billion in court-ordered trust has been set aside to pay money to asbestos victims. If you or a loved one has been diagnosed with mesothelioma, call now. You may be entitled to receive compensation without ever going to court or filing a lawsuit. Call for a free legal consultation at 1-800-218-HELP. Help. That's 1-800-218-HELP.
Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web. Go to oncallradio.com. What are you struggling with? Let's talk about it. Your health and your life. Remember, your health's your greatest wealth. So our choices that we make every single day, they matter. We've got Jim in Vermont that wants to know. He said, just had some blood work done. It looks like I have high cholesterol levels. I don't eat a lot of fatty foods. So I'm a little stumped as to what could be causing this. What do you think? Well, you're going to get different opinions, okay? Now, hardcore science will tell us that there are genetic factors, and there are some genetics with cholesterol, okay? There is. I mean, we've got pretty strong evidence on that. But also, it comes down to our lifestyle choices. I mean, really, our eating habits matter, and also your liver function matters, too. A lot of people leave that out because we always think and tie in how cholesterol directly affects the heart, right? We start thinking about heart attack, clogged arteries when we think cholesterol. But see, the reality is that cholesterol is made in the liver. The liver produces it. It comes out as LDL cholesterol, goes in the bloodstream and goes wherever it needs to go, makes hormones, and there's a lot of other processes that it does in the body. So then once it's finished with that, then we have the HDL, right? You've heard about the HDL, the good cholesterol, as we call it. It's all good, but there's a moment where the LDL can build up and be not so good for us. But the HDL is kind of like a big vacuum cleaner. It comes in, and once the LDL has done its job, it makes sure that the LDL gets out of there, right? It gives it a nice little exit out of the body. Well, if you don't have enough HDL, but you have a ton of LDL, guess what? That's when you start getting the backup and the clogging and the issues that we see. So that's the concern. You have that long enough, and that can create issues. But when you start factoring in exercise, and you start factoring in a heart-healthy diet, as they call it, with good monounsaturated fats, omega-3, 6s, and 9s, you trim down the carbohydrates, the sugars and the processed carbohydrates, you cut that down, then you can really start seeing a great difference in how well the body functions. That's what we want to focus on, and that's what we have to focus on. That's where you get the greatest results. And so with cholesterol, that's why when you use supplementation, which I'm not opposed to, like red yeast rice and milk thistle and a lot of the ones that are used, niacin, that are used quite often, they have good results, and people do well with them. But at the same time, it's more dietary than anything, and it's definitely more dietary, in my opinion, in research. Now, medical science will argue this. This is my opinion. More lifestyle related with cholesterol than just about anything else. I even think more than genetics. So it's one of the top lifestyle challenges. And also, remember that if your cholesterol, this is outside of a cardiac event. So if you haven't had any cardiac event, your doctor's going to tell you that it needs to be, you know, under 200, and that's pretty much the gold standard. But don't be concerned if it is up close to that and they're just kind of keeping an eye on it, that your total number is under 200, and you know, get caught up on the numbers, because when your HDL is high, say 75, and your LDL is right around the cutoff point around 100, you know, still those are good numbers, because remember, hormones need cholesterol to function. So there has to be kind of that break point, and really a good healthy number can produce healthy hormones, vitality, energy, all that sort of thing. But you do have to be careful. When it starts cranking up there, that's where you have to be a little bit cautious with that. But so the biggest issue, exercise is a key, we know for a fact, but your eating habits, the right kind of foods, are going to be really important. And you can look at some of the natural ways of supporting cholesterol with some of the supplementation, and they can be helpful. But again, you want to focus on your basics first and then add the supplements in as an adjunct or as an addition to. All right, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Give us a call or go to the website, go to oncallradio.com. Let's go to the phones, talk with Nancy. Hi, Nancy.
What causes body pain? Complete head to toe, rheumatologist can't figure it out, and I don't know if it has to do with eating habits or my age. I am elderly, I'm 78, but don't have a very bad case of arthritis. I have arthritis in my neck, so I don't know what to do about it.
Mm. Yeah, here's the thing. If you just have generalized body pain, a lot of times it's low serotonin levels, but it can also be a fatty acid deficiency. There's several things that can cause it. I'll tell you kind of a third option. So serotonin is number one, and again, it's not so much that you're depressed. Low serotonin typically means depression in a lot of ways, but it could just be a deficiency in serotonin as a whole. So if you kind of get down, have the blues, but body aches are a big, big root of low serotonin, always. So your body aches are a big one there. And then the other one that you have to look at, too, is you have to look at specifically, because if you're not breaking proteins down well on a regular basis, let's say you have acid reflux, okay, or indigestion or heartburn. If you have that on an ongoing basis and it never gets treated, then the body's not breaking proteins down. What can cause that, or the outburst of that, can be that you increase inflammation throughout the body. That can lead, because if you're not breaking your proteins down, you're going to create excess histamine. Excess histamine is almost like allergies in a way. So it can cause a lot of those issues to flare up. And so you want to make sure, using either proteolytic enzymes, bromelain, which is found in pineapple, those substances, arnica, which is a homeopathic, those all combined together will help break down proteins. The better your body digests and processes your food, the better it's going to function. The less inflammation you're going to deal with internally in the digestive tract, and typically the less inflammation that you'll deal with throughout the body. So those are theories for sure, but they seem to work very well. And in the alternative world, they've been known to be extremely helpful. Now, in the medical world, we know for a fact, like with fibromyalgia and arthritis and all that, when there are body pains that are unexplained, that when you bring serotonin levels up, that it begins to resolve a lot of that. And that's why docs will put people that deal with excessive body pain on SSRI meds, which is like Prozac or some of the antidepressants. So it's not that someone's depressed so much, but they have low serotonin. And then your fatty acids, again, a diet is key. It's your foundation. We'll be right back.
You've heard that Step One Foods provides you with physician-developed, real foods that are clinically proven to improve your health. Each natural-based Step One food, whether it's protein bars or pancakes, are all natural ingredients to help you take the best possible care of yourself. Developed by a cardiologist, Step One Foods can help reduce blood pressure and improve overall heart health.
Hey, this is Claire, and in 1 month, I dropped my total cholesterol 84 points and my LDL 68 points. The best way to lower your cholesterol. I mean, there's no better way to lower your cholesterol than eating pancakes. It made it easy for me because I didn't have to think about some of the meals I was going to eat. Amazingly impressive way to drop your cholesterol.
Go to step1foods.com, that's step1foods.com, or speak with a friendly and knowledgeable Step One Foods representative by calling 866-543-4273. That's 866-543-4273. Step One Foods, the most important step to better health.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the city you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNLive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNLive.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Be part of the show. Call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. And get healthy online at oncallradio.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. Check us out on the web at oncallradio.com. Now, food of the hour, one of my favorites that I love to talk about. Eat this on a regular basis myself. One of my favorites. I think it's really touted as a superfood. It's one of those that if you're not eating it, you want to consider it. Now, I know some people don't like it. I know that maybe you just don't like the whole category of foods, but it matters with the type of benefits that it gives the body. And if you're vegetarian, you're not going to, you know, probably don't do this. I get it. But again, I'm a big fan. Really, the research behind it, pretty amazing. And the quality of it does matter. But our foods either bring health to the body or they'll take health out of our body, right? So the choices really comes down to what we want to do every single day. And we have to make better choices. That's the key. Talking to a physician today, having lunch with him. And they're just going over these exact topics, talking about obesity and the epidemic that it is today and how it's growing leaps and bounds. But it's here, and it's here in a major way. But I really think we can beat the battle many times. And the more educated we get, the more we can teach, and the more we can empower others, the more we can win. Salmon is what I'm talking about. It's really earned the reputation as one of the best. It's got the highest omega-3 fatty acid content. And, of course, with all the different fish out there, this is really the one that tops the list because of the high omega-3s. Now, omega-3s are great in so many ways. They're great for our brain function, skin, hair, nails, hormones, our immune systems. I mean, the list goes on and on for what the omega-3s do. Lowers inflammation in the body throughout the body in a great way. It's broken up into two components, EPA, DHA, two different forms. And, of course, the DHA is super high concentrated. It's what our body needs. It needs both of them, but the DHA is powerful. And typically, in the U.S. diet, the average ratio is pretty lopsided. And people get more omega-6 than they get the omega-3s. And, you know, the alpha. If you've ever heard of alpha-linolenic acid, flax seeds, that's the kind of a fatty acid you'll get in walnuts and flax seeds. Now, it's a really good fatty acid. It's omega-3. Very high in omega-3, but it takes about a two-step process for it to turn in the body. So once it goes into the body, gets processed, it only about 15% of what you consume actually gets into an omega-3 fat. So salmon, however, which is where we get salmon oil and a lot of the others, it turns immediately, for the most part, into the omega-3s and can be usable at that form. So again, 4 to 6 ounces a day, great benefits. And, of course, wild-caught over the farm raised because of the mercury content. That's something we always have to be concerned with fish. But the fish that's rich in omega-3s, we know now, like salmon, is help to lower heart disease, cardiovascular issues, including heart attack, stroke, arrhythmias, blood pressure, triglycerides. And most of the benefits, however, start to show in research studies. And, of course, 2 to 3 times a week, they say on average. But I'm a big fan of eating it every single day. That's just me personally. But improved mood and cognition, this is what we know about omega-3s that we're seeing more and more. That is just amazing. So many researchers, they say now the most important fat found in the human brain is the DHA. So remember, it's broken up into two components with the salmon into DHA and EPA. Well, the DHA is the most important fat found in the human brain, and the salmon is loaded with it. And the intake of omega-3s in this actually has shown resistance in cognitive decline in older persons, and some studies have shown an association between overall IQ and omega-3 intake. So decreased risk of hostility and mood disorders in teenagers has been another part of the study. So it's pretty interesting, especially in the area of fish intake. DHA and brain function is the recent discovery of the protectins. The protectins are special compounds made from DHA, and preliminary research studies have shown them to have a potentially important role in anti-inflammatory regulatory molecules. So it's interesting how this whole piece is coming around. Now, on the anti-inflammatory mark, with joint issues, any kind of arthritis, anything like that, lowers inflammation. So the EPA from the fish oil or fish can be converted into the body into 3 types of closely related compounds that work to prevent unwanted inflammation. So one of the compounds are series 3 prostaglandins. The second are called thromboxanes. And the third is just recently discovered. It's called resolvins. And all three of these omega-3 derivatives are able to help unwanted and excessive inflammation in the body that helps remove those. What's especially interesting about salmon is that it combines these anti-inflammatory benefits that are related to omega-3 content with anti-inflammatory benefits that are related not to fat but to protein. So the recent studies demonstrate the presence of small bioactive protein molecules called bioactive peptides in salmon. They have a support for joint cartilage as well as other types of tissue. So these actually not only can reduce inflammation but can help build the connective tissues within the body. And I think that is, I mean, when you start looking at the benefits, it'll blow your mind. It really will. It's amazing at what these foods can do, and we don't put them in our body hardly ever. I mean, a tablespoon of cod liver oil or salmon oil every day can bring so much to our overall health. And, I mean, it's just it's very simple. So if you don't want to eat the fish, take a tablespoon of the oil every day. It's about how much you would get in a good 6 to 8 ounce serving. Now, the eye benefits are pretty amazing. We've known that for quite some time. But omega-3 intake and consumption of omega-3 fish has been associated with decreased risk of macular degeneration and chronic dry eye. In the case of macular degeneration, a chronic eye problem, which is, you know, the material in the retina, the back of the eyeball, begins to deteriorate and causes loss of vision. But two fish servings a week in the amount that's been shown to significantly decrease the risk. And, of course, chronic dry eye, which is a somewhat higher amount of omega-3 fish intake, about four servings a week, was the minimum amount needed to really help reducing the symptoms. And if you've ever talked to anyone that has chronic dry eye, it's a big deal. A lot of people struggle with that. And some can be related to autoimmune, but many have to do with these deficiencies. And that's why so much of what we deal with has to do with nutritional deficiencies in the body. You find what those are, and you can build a great game plan for someone. Now, decreased cancer risk is interesting along the way. So several types of cancer, colorectal cancer, prostate, and breast cancer are the biggest ones that we know with the omega-3 fats. But the strongest findings for the decreased cancer risk follow regular intake of omega-3 fish from a lot of the blood cell or lymph cell-related cancers, including leukemia, multiple myeloma, and non-Hodgkin's lymphoma are all ones to be looked at. And a lot of benefits related to protein and amino acid content, too. So the omega-3 benefits of salmon are not the food's only claim to unique health support, but intriguing new areas are looked at as well. The calcitonin is formed in the body, and there's a process which takes place in the thyroid gland. And we know the calcitonin is a key hormone for helping regulate and stabilize the balance of collagen and minerals in bone and surrounding tissue. Well, this can help with that as well. The other key that is really interesting, too, is the benefits of selenium. So another nutrient in salmon that we see outside of omega-3s is loaded with selenium. And it's one of the top minerals that we don't get in our food supply that much, but yet it's critical for building the immune system function, like with glutathione, and benefits from building our overall system as well. So it's incredible what we see in a lot of these foods, but yet we don't use them on a regular basis. So, other words, salmon obviously is a superfood. I'm a big fan. Eat it all the time, but really I encourage people, if you're not going to do meat, if you're only going to do limited fish, maybe some eggs for your protein sources, stick with salmon. It's one of the absolute best. The only time it's a challenge is if you deal with anxiety. If you deal with a lot of anxiety, and to the point where you're taking medications for it, salmon can actually affect GABA levels in a negative way, and you just would want to switch to some other type fish in that regard. Because because of what it does to GABA levels, you have to be really, really careful. So if you're taking any kind of medications on those lines, you'd want to steer clear. Okay? 888-283-7272. 888-283-7272. You're listening to On Call Radio. Check us out on the web, oncallradio.com. We've got a new lifestyle planning system at our website. If you haven't checked it out, you need to. And go there. It's great. You can get a whole system set up for you to figure out where your new lifestyle habits need to be, customized just for you to be able to win so you're not stuck and keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. I always say that if you keep doing that, it's like throwing paint against the wall hoping something sticks. That's really what it comes down to. Nathan in Boulder, Colorado. I love Boulder. What a great area. So I'm ready to start on a routine, but I need some low-impact exercises to get started with because I haven't been exercising. Okay. I would, in that regard, there is a lot of the great gyms now are doing more functional fitness, and it's more body weight exercises. It's a huge trend, but people are getting amazing results. And with the whole CrossFit craze that's going on, there are some new gyms popping up, and they're really more of a true fitness and wellness and lifestyle center to where you can go and you get in group class and you push each other and you go through some really tough workouts, but it can create some massive lifestyle change and also can get your body back where it needs to be, functioning at a higher level, getting in the metabolism to work at a better level. Really amazing. So I would look into some of those style more so than I would just going to a gym and pushing weights around. Typically, people get greater results in that way. Plus, you've got the accountability of people showing up that you can meet up with and work out with in that group class setting. And people tend to work very, very well in a situation like that. All right? 888-283-7272. Check us out on the web. Go to teamlifestyle.com.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark as ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky. And you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, the tape's covered.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best tasting non-GMO gluten-free long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. Remember, powerprepper.com. Storable food you'll love to eat.
Hi, America's Health Coach here to tell you about the benefits of matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Matcha green tea can help you boost your metabolism and burn those calories, calm and relax your body from anxiety and stress, increase your focus, and experience long, clean, organic energy without the jitters. Plus, matcha green tea has over 1,000 antioxidants. When it comes to green tea, there's no better choice, in my opinion, than matcha green tea from Matcha Organics. Using matcha green tea powder regularly can help lower your bad cholesterol and increase the good cholesterol in your body. Order matcha green tea now from Matcha Organics and receive the 100 Matcha Green Tea Recipe ebook for free. This ebook features great recipes which will teach you how to use matcha green tea throughout the day besides just drinking it. Plus, get a 60-day no questions asked Matcha Organics money back guarantee. To order your matcha green tea today, visit matchaorganics.com. That's matchaorganics.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The legendary Dr. Joe Wallach, heard on Alex Jones, George Norrie, Benny Hinn, and so many more, is on his 90 for Life tour, and you can see him live and in person Monday, October 26, 6:30 p.m. at the Unity Village, 1901 Northwest, Blue Parkway, Unity Village, Missouri. Don't miss this incredible event. Call 615-389-7733 to reserve your seats today. That's 615-389-7733.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now, and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Connect with the show online, oncallradio.com. Call now, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. If you're looking for a lifestyle provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do, all this nutrition and lifestyle-based care we talk about, just go to the website. Team members can help you along the way to get you the help that you need. Also, our app is out. If you haven't downloaded that to your iPad or iPhone, any of the Apple products, you can go and go to the App Store and look for On Call Radio. You can download the app. You can listen to the show 24/7. You can catch it from the day before all the way until we go live the next day. It makes a big difference. A lot of people go back and can listen and catch up. And if they missed anything, I talk too fast or whatever it is, you can always catch the show and make it on your time, which is really, really great. Depression is a big topic, and getting the right amount of sleep can make a big difference. So sleep habits are one of the most common effects of depression. So if you don't get enough sleep, then it can lead toward low serotonin levels and lead toward depression. So they're closely related. Dr. Prashant Gajamwi, who is an associate professor at clinical affairs in psychiatry at the University of Texas Medical School in Houston, said depression is a brain illness and it affects many types of brain functions, including the sleep-wake cycle. So once this biological clock has been disturbed, it can make sleep even more irregular, and that adds to the depression, so it can become a vicious cycle for many people. The effects of depression on sleep can be many. People with depression commonly experience disturbed sleep patterns, but the way depression affects sleep varies widely, they say. So difficulty getting enough sleep is a major symptom for most people with depression and vice versa. So here's what depression can cause. Difficulty falling asleep. Difficulty staying asleep, waking up early in the morning, oversleeping, sleeping during the day, getting poor quality of sleep, and waking up feeling tired. So if you experience one or more of those, of course, it's kind of vague because, I mean, people, you can deal with a lot of issues and have some of those. They're not just depression, but those are some basics. I'll tell you that if you go to sleep with no problem and you wake up at 2 a.m., and you do that on a regular basis, that is typically low serotonin, and that could be a pretty strong indicator for some depression-type activity. Very, very possible. So the amount of restful sleep you're getting can affect your emotional health, they say, because lack of sleep for a long enough time can cause depression. So although it's unlikely for lack of sleep alone to be responsible for most cases, it may contribute to depression in some people. So the fact that many people who have sleep issues develop depression may indicate that sleep disorders and depression have similar risk and causes together. So the research shows that people with insomnia have about a tenfold higher risk of developing depression. Other types of sleep-related disorders like obstructive sleep apnea, restless leg, these are all associated with high rates of depression. And for people with the obstructive sleep apnea, the depression often improves when the apnea treatment improves. So that's just a great correlation right there of when you're not sleeping well that it can lead to depression. But here's some tips for a good night's sleep. Enough of all that. I mean, the reality is, how do you sleep better? Your diet's going to make a big difference. It really will. I don't think that anyone could be affected more than anything personally than what you're putting in your body. That makes a big difference because that changes your brain, your body chemistry and your brain chemistry. But here's some top tips. Number one is exercise. So getting regular exercise and spending time outdoors in the sunlight every day can make a big difference. It's a good way to set your biological clock, Dr. Gajanwi says, and it helps maintain a regular sleep-wake cycle. Skip the nap. So you avoid afternoon naps, which can lead to a nighttime insomnia, and then limit caffeine and alcohol, especially later in the day. So caffeine's a stimulant, keeps you awake, and then, of course, alcohol is more of a depressant, but it can also keep you awake at night. So you want to be careful with that. Get up if you can't sleep. This is a big tip. You know, a lot of the sleep experts are really hammering this because a lot of people will just they'll wake up and then they'll stay there. They'll lay in bed, play on their phone or computer, watch a movie, and just lay there until they can fall asleep. That's not good. The sleep experts say if you can't sleep, the rule of thumb is if it goes past 5 minutes, 5 to 10 minutes, and you can't sleep, get up. Don't stare at the clock, get up, go into another room, and read a book until you get really, really sleepy, and then come back to bed. Shut off the TV. Don't watch TV late at night. And, again, it's not one of those things you want to do. It keeps you from falling asleep. The brain activity, the sound wave activity, everything that comes from the TV set is going to keep you awake and not get you into a good deep stage of sleep. So good sleep hygiene. Have a good routine, whatever that is. Okay, you take a shower, you eat a little something, you dim the lights in the home, and you get your body in a restful state and ready for sleep. So changes in sleep patterns can really affect depression and be an early warning sign of it. But over-the-counter sleep aids are not a good solution with people with depression and sleep issues. So you want to practice good sleep hygiene, get the regular exercise, and get on a good, really nutritional routine. I'll tell you that if you're not eating well, If you're eating a lot of processed foods, not getting good lean quality protein sources, not doing hardly any fruits and vegetables, so you're not getting the magnesium and the potassium and a lot of the phytonutrients that your body needs, that is a huge indicator for why people can't sleep and why they really, really struggle with it. So I would encourage you, making sure your diet is healthy, it's good, it's solid, it's strong, is going to help guide you down the road and the right path to get where you need to be. So I would encourage you to look into that. Along with these other tips, your eating habits make a big difference. But once you start correcting your sleep and you get into a good pattern, then many of the brain chemistry-related issues, depression, anxiety, a lot of these things that we see, can begin to diminish. So you can really see a shift and a transition with that. Puts another hour in the charts. I want to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, engineer, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on the show. Together, we can transform the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show. It helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding your medical condition.
This is America's Lifestyle Coach, taking the right nutritional supplements for your needs like One World Whey every day in a combined manner can make a huge difference in one's health. And unlike any other whey protein in the world, One World Whey is exclusively formulated with Tesla-like energetic frequencies during the formulation process, which impart properties that we believe exponentially enhance. Many customers say it brings alive the protein and nutrition, and they feel better, look better, have more energy, and are remarkably strong in their health and in their life.
For nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. After only 3 weeks on One World Whey, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorldWhey.com.